With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Many conservatives are mourning the death of activist Charlie Kirk this week as he was assassinated at one of his college events. In remarks last night, Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, says she's seen a worldwide outpouring of love.
I've heard the testimonies from people my husband inspired to get married, to start families, to seek out a relationship with God. It's the most important.
And leaders in this country trying to find ways to provide solace to citizens while denouncing political violence in the country. Among them, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network.
Well, I don't think many people have witnessed the murder of a fellow American and somebody who was doing nothing but exercising his free speech rights to try to educate a generation of young Americans about some very important principles.
Senator Eric Smith calling out Democrat leaders in big cities refusing the Trump administration's assistance with their growing crime problems.
They were just in it to be in power. They were never serious about tackling violent crime. Because if you were, I can say as a former prosecutor, here's exactly what you would do. You would have a large police presence.
And this week, the U.S. marked the 24th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. White House correspondent Greg Clarkson reports on some of the events that took place.
President Trump led the nation in a somber observance.
We will never forget September 11th, 2001.
Speaking at the Pentagon, one of the 9/11 crash sites, he pledged to honor the heroes who died that day.
We will defend the nation they served, the values they upheld, and the freedom for which they died.
The president also expressed condolences to the families of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11th attacks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Do you sin? Michael Harrington reports on the results of a new study that asks that question.
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University finds that about half of Americans say no, they do not commit sins. 16% don't even believe that sin exists. Amongst Christians, the survey indicates 1 in 4 do not believe they are sinners. CRC Director Dr. George Barna says churches must shoulder some of the blame for this, pointing to a Pew Research poll that found only 3% of all sermons even mentioned sin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ukrainian government has declared a branch of the Orthodox Church has failed to sever all ties with Moscow and could soon be banned as a result. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church disputes the government's assertion that it has not fully broken off its historic relationship with the Russian Orthodox Church. A looming ban would affect one of two rival branches of Orthodoxy in Ukraine. This is SRN News. This past week, Russia announced a deal on a new gas pipeline to China. Here's David McHugh.
That would give Russia a chance to replace some of the lost natural gas sales when they cut off their gas shipments to Europe. So they'd be finding a big new customer for their gas. One issue, however, is that it's not entirely clear China really needs the gas, so that the takeaway from this announcement may be China and Russia demonstrating their new closer relationship amid tensions with the United States, and China letting the U.S. know that it doesn't necessarily need U.S. shipments of liquefied natural gas from U.S. producers.
And that is a correspondent Russell McHugh reporting. And a little excitement on the ground today in Russia as a result of an earthquake that struck. The U.S. Geological Survey says it hit 7.4 in magnitude. This is SRN News.